The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Blee, 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 blee.
Good morning.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How's everybody?
I know that you and I, Mike, are okay, but Rob is okay.
Everything's great.
It's hard to get those notifications and not wonder if everything's really okay when we get the text that says
we're not going behind the
things
curtain.
Are perfect.
We're not starting our Monday like that.
Starting our week that way. No.
As much as I really want to.
Well, you should go with your gut.
Can I highlight something
it's
about
not my gut? It's my instinct. I mean, it's my self. My therapy is not going to make anyone else feel better.
So I see.
Could I get your camera to be give you a little less headroom if that's possible?
Yeah, sure. That's
thank
just
you, appreciate
I'm sorry.
That.
There we
you're
are.
Good. Good.
Hi, man. How's it? Well, let me
a little too much. Ah, big winner right there.
There we go.
No,
yes.
Slipped again. I'm sorry.
Slipping.
Hi, everybody. How's everybody?
We are T minus how many days away from Pony Boy leaving the States for the very first time?
Well, I'll be leaving tomorrow.
Okay.
So, well, tomorrow's my last day here for the week.
Yeah, for the week. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So
when do you come back?
I'm coming back the following Wednesday.
Wally Pip. Wally Pip.
Yeah.
Wally Pip.
So
are you training Adrian to fill in for you because you want to make sure you don't put anybody in that spot that could threaten your job?
No, he's the most reliable editor that we have, and he knows how to put up WordPress posts.
Okay, now.
Oscar, the most disgusting thing. I'm not up there.
The most disgusting thing about that comment was the self-satisfied smirk that Adrian put on when he said that. It was really, really nauseating.
All right. Yeah. I'm just trying to get you on figure. So here it is. For those of you that might not know, the fan club, a subset of the fan club, actually got together thanks to, I believe, we have to give credit where credit is due, the man who was driven out of the fan club,
yeah.
Stephen Douglas
yeah,
McIntyre.
Yeah, he was the driving
who's
force,
now
I think.
Unreachable.
He left.
And he is no longer administering the fan club. And but he, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is kind of instrumental in these fabulous trips to the Masters Golf Tournament,
yes.
And Pony going to Japan, mm-hmm. And Rob going on a cruise,
yes.
Later
yes,
this summer.
Yes, a Disney cruise.
So
and my
I mean,
wedding registry.
Oh, that's right.
Look, the guy.
So he's done a lot, but the big thing
bully.
For Pony is Pony's
SDO.
Going the furthest. I mean, he's going to Japan because they know how much he loves Japan, and we are going to be ponyless. For how long? How long are you going to be over there?
I'll be over there for 6 days, and it'll essentially
give
be from Wednesday to Wednesday.
Turn his microphone up just a little bit, please. Thank
was this
you.
Is this previous to this? Your biggest trip ever was Reno, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Vegas.
Okay, well that's a tie almost.
And if you could just indulge us, why are you taking off Tuesday if you're leaving Wednesday?
Well, because the plane is taken off on Wednesday, and
hold
I mean,
on.
I'm going to be
start
here
again,
tomorrow.
Start again. So the question was, why are you taking off Tuesday if you're leaving
I'm not
on
taking
Wednesday?
Off Tuesday.
Okay, you just said you were to...
I said Tuesday will be the last day that I'm here this week.
Oh, so you'll be here. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
What time does your plane leave on Wednesday?
I think it leaves at 10 a.m.
Oh, so, and you'll be flying all day and into the night, right?
Yeah, I'll be on, let's see, I'll be heading up to Boston and then 14 hours to Japan.
Oh, so it's a Boston to, on a, and then a nonstop to Tokyo?
Yeah.
I don't
want
to seem like
a
rude, but do you fly west or east out of Boston? I would think west.
Yeah, fly west.
Yeah, okay. Of course west.
Do you have any Dropkick Murphys?
Maybe there was a deal.
You mean you want to fly over Russia? Yeah, you don't need that. You know, so you're actually going to be on what airline are you flying?
I believe it's Southwest.
Nice.
Oh, my favorite international airline.
Southwest to Boston and then Japan. Japan Airlines.
Oh, look at you.
Japan Airlines.
The national airline.
I was going to say, if you're flying Southwest.
No.
If you're flying Southwest to a
They're not going
to
go west.
There's been a terrible mistake.
The hard part is going to be lining up it by number in Tokyo Airport to get back on your Southwest flight.
So how excited are you about, what can you tell us about your upcoming trip?
Big smile.
I am thrilled. I cannot wait. It's exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. But right now I'm a bit nervous about just exactly how things are going to go here. I want to make sure that you guys are covered.
You're going to be responsible.
I don't think they can go any worse than with everybody here. Look at this morning.
That's true. Well, the bonus show is my primary concern. Getting the bonus show posted.
Yeah, but this is what's great about Japan, is that they have WiMAX.
They do.
So I will be calling you on WhatsApp all day long.
True. I'll be asleep.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll be calling you, and I don't really sleep either, so you might be awake. And you'll be
this is true. There's a problem here.
Now, what really hurt my feelings
be reachable.
And scared me was that you said that Adrian is the most reliable editor here.
He is a solid editor of audio.
Yes, but you have complained to me on many occasions that Adrian didn't do this yet.
The only thing, and this was the same with all of the interns, is had to do with them not cutting the air checks.
Yes.
And that was something that was kind of done on their own time.
Okay.
He'll be here under the watchful eye of everyone else.
He's a deadline-oriented guy.
Yes.
Yes.
And he'll
Adrian,
be
would you like to would you like to weigh in on this?
I am excited, and I'm enjoying the pony workshop right now.
Start again, please.
Yes, I'm excited for this opportunity, and I'm enjoying the pony workshop today.
Okay, so is this fair to say that this is the only training you'll have on this? How he does his job? That's how easy his job is. He only needs 1 hour.
This is all the training I need.
Okay, but you'll be here tomorrow. There you go. Training as well.
Yeah.
2 hours of training.
Very good.
And there will also be...
I'm taking notes.
Will there not be skill drills following today's and tomorrow's episode?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course.
You're going to make sure he actually knows what to do. He wrote things down.
During the tournament yesterday, there's a free throw.
Why do I sense that there's just a potential for a disaster?
Oh, Mike. Look, I know everything Pony does, so it might be a little slower than usual, but we will get it done.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Diego...
Do you know too, Rob? Do you know everything Pony does?
I know everything that he does, sure. We work hand in hand, hand in glove.
So if you had to do it, you could do it too.
You can't post a WordPress post.
I could figure out how to post a WordPress
post. In about 10 hours. I know how to do that. We're okay, Mike.
Well,
we're
thank fine. God Oscar's here.
We're fine.
Well, thank God he is here.
I know. That's what I just said.
Sorry, pal.
Sometimes I said it, didn't I?
Sometimes I, yeah, but you said it in a sarcastic
way. No, that's how you heard it. Yeah. Just not how I said it. Yeah.
No, you said it sarcastically, and then I had to correct you. But anyhow, it's just been a morning.
Mike, it's a fest. Look, it's a festive day today. I've never seen Pony smile so big in his life.
He's smoke-free how many days?
It's been 4 weeks last Saturday.
And so it's going to get easier and easier now.
Talked about you on the weekend, Pony. Talked about the fact that you had done this and that there was an extra spring in your step. And I think that the brilliance of what the move that you made with the cigarettes is giving that up prior to your trip is going to make the trip so much more pleasant. Because
absolutely.
If you were in the throes of doing all your smoking, you would be out of your mind. Being on a 14-hour
flight,
you'd be out of your mind. Yeah. You'd probably be withdrawing.
Well, Southwest, doesn't Southwest still have a smoking section?
Yes, they actually have ashtrays that are full.
Not just in the chair, but also full.
It's only if you get ticket C.
That's right.
Boarding group
cattle
C.
Cattle call.
Right, exactly.
Cattle call. So you will land in Tokyo, and then what is the, of all the things you're going to do in Japan, what is you know, outside of the general experience, I would be unbelievably excited to be going. I'd hate the travel. I would hate being on a plane for that long. But I would imagine that on Japan Airlines, they're used to these long flights, and they treat their passengers probably very well.
And the business class has like separate little.
God, he's in business.
You're in business class.
Yeah. Wow.
I've sending never flown like business class. My
I checked online. The business class actually has a bathhouse. on the plane.
so he can go into the room.
Yeah. All nude.
The flight attendant.
Flight attendant, please. Right? That's right.
Are they in maid uniforms?
I hope so.
Okay.
They're not dressed as schoolgirls, are they?
No, you're in business, so you're going to get served lots of meals and
drinks.
We have private seats, sectioned off area. It's pretty
nice. You can sleep. Right, yeah. you can fold out a bed and do it that way in business class.
Well,
and
he when can you do that in coach too. Technically,
we're he can do science. It. Yeah. He can do it during the show too. I've seen
you. You don't get the full bed like you get in business class. I don't know what business class on
international
Japan Airlines is. So when you get to Japan, what is of all the things? And there must be a million things to look forward to. Is there one particular element of this very brief visit to go halfway around the world? All the way around the world, we'll be coming back to Virginia.
Yes.
Halfway around the world, as I said before.
You said the first time. Yes. Yeah.
What would be the number one thing that you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to seeing Akihabara.
None of that here. What is that?
That's the anime
mecca. Is that stuff that's pixelated on the internet?
Yes.
I thought so, yeah.
Somewhat. But yeah, it's like the anime mecca of Japan. It's where so many of the studios are and so much of the subculture
Disney World of Japan.
It's the Hollywood of Japan.
Exactly.
But for animation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You got it.
Oh, wow.
It's the Hollywood of Japan. It's where they make all the tons of stores there, too. Will you be able to get better prices on your figurines?
Oh, of course.
Well, Mike,
of
course. Go direct to the source.
Yeah. Mike, you can get as much as 20 to 30% off those dolls.
Yeah, it's like buying furniture in North Carolina. where it's made.
Truly spectacular. That is so amazing to
when
me.
I went to
the
anime convention, I met two gentlemen that had gone to Japan for this type
Frankie,
of trip.
Shut up!
And they said that there's this one type of doll that has these designer jeans on that they were showing me that are made for the doll. They're like real jeans for the doll.
They're tiny designer jeans.
Yes.
Wow.
And they said that they had to buy extra luggage for all the collectibles that they were coming back with. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I'll probably ship the stuff back.
But it might be cheaper just to have.
Yeah,
you have no concept of the world.
Yeah, but I don't have enough luggage to pack all that stuff.
Oh my God.
The stuff.
You could probably get discounted. Morning, Diana. How are you? That's my next door neighbor, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you? Wonderful. God, did we get lucky? I swear to God, we got so lucky. Just cool people that we like and they like us.
It's going to be cheaper for you to send back. Not at all. Because you will take a duffel bag with you, and then you just put an added bag to your luggage.
Yeah, you pay for another check
$50
bag.
$50, $100, whatever it is.
I'd like to remind you where we were with Japan about 78 years ago, and it wasn't very friendly.
They're going to lose your luggage. Don't always make it about that.
Please. I'll be
don't
safer
make,
there than here.
Make it. Rob's making it about World War II.
By the way, if anyone gives you any grief.
Sometimes I don't know how mallet-headed you are when you said, are you going to go east or west when you're talking about that?
Well, it's roughly, it's halfway around the world. So, I mean, it would probably
but you always think of...
It's like taking the beltway to Route 50. You know, you can go either way.
No, it's probably not. Geographically, it's probably not.
All right. Well, I'm just curious. I've never been to Japan.
I would think, right? It's not... if you fly to Boston,
right?
It's not like you would be in D.C., and then you say to yourself, well, if I go to Boston, I'll pass that imaginary line where I take a right or a left to go to Japan. I don't think it rolls like that.
Okay.
I think Japan is across the Pacific.
Right.
And that's the way that goes.
Probably over
God,
the Arctic.
We are so stupid.
Well, now,
we're such stupid disc
jockeys.
Just
keep this in mind,
really
Pony. If anyone gives you any grief over there, you remind them we beat them fair and square.
Now,
and
stop it.
All
you don't
the,
go,
it was
we're
all
not there anymore. They're an ally now. Will They're you? A tremendous ally.
Sure, just like Canada is.
Pony, when you get there, all I want you to do is create content for the show, all right? I need pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I need posts on the Mike O'Mara Show page. Okay. I need all of that. I'm talking vending machines, food, anime.
Before we get out of this discussion, I'd like to ask this. And this is probably bordering on inappropriate, but I've got to do it anyway.
Right.
This is what I'd like to know about your trip to Japan. So when you go over there, and you don't have to answer if you're too embarrassed to answer, you don't have to. Is there any type of subculture, whether it be like going into a Rob mentioned bathhouse because we're all thinking of it. We're not mentioning it, but now we're going to mention it. Is there anything like that where you can go to like a karaoke bar or a hostess bar. There we are. Are you familiar with any of the activities that would be, say, patronized by the average Japanese businessman over there? And are you planning to do anything like that when you're over there?
I would like to go to a hot spring, onsen, as they're called.
Tell me about an onsen. Tell me about an onsen right now. Yeah. Thank you for doing that.
So they're like basically a hot spring that it's like a communal hot spring. And
here we go.
It's a very, very common thing in Japan that people usually just bathe together in the evening. You shower and then you get in the hot spring.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Uh-huh.
The internet is a wealth of information.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Have you gone on the internet to compare the social mores of Japan, say, versus the social mores of the United States to know what would be appropriate when you go into this hot spring?
Is it nude?
Well, yeah, of course.
Of course.
And it's co-ed?
Not co-ed. I mean, there are some places that do co-ed, but they're not very common.
Okay. And probably more expensive.
So you're going to go bathe at home.
With a bunch of men?
No, you shower at the place.
And then you bathe with other men.
Well, you get in what is like a huge hot tub. I mean, it's like...
This is before or after you buy the doll with the designer jeans?
That's after. Really not exactly what I was getting at.
Yeah, it sounded different, right?
Your trip. Yeah, it sounded like he was headed to something different.
Yeah.
He was going to be bathed or something like that.
Mm. A wash, like a new room massage.
Please, wash me. Yeah. Will you wash me?
No, they don't do
won't
that.
Won't you get that large organic sponge from the sea and bathe?
So you're not planning on doing anything, sexy time or anything?
No, nothing like that.
Well, there are vending machines for everything.
Yeah,
that's true. What if you meet a young lady over there?
Oh, I mean, if I meet a young lady over there, and I might just stay there.
The delicate art of seduction
mm-hmm.
happens. It happens. How'd you like to go to the hot spring and look at me in the tub?
Oh, all right. Well, that was... I tried to do the sexy time, but
he wants to go to this...
he wants to bathe with a bunch of dudes, and that's fine. Yeah. That's what he wants to do.
You know, that's only two steps removed from doing this show. You're already in a room with a bunch of men.
You just need water.
Why don't we just get naked?
Oh, now you.
This is getting weird.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to it and turn it into a bubbling spring?
That would be fun. I bet they frown on that.
I would imagine.
Just one more question.
Bloop.
Yeah.
Are you packed?
Mostly.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
No. He's so excited. He's almost
packed. How many
packed.
Suitcases are you bringing? One?
I'm just bringing one, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
His clothes are really thin.
Yeah.
Actually, Mike, all of his clothes fit in one Quip travel case.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
With a toothbrush.
With a toothbrush. Yeah, unlike Rob and I when we travel, one suitcase for the clothes and one for the donuts.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Grabbing some coffee. Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Albert Brooks, and I'm real happy to be here. Don't ask me how it happened, why I'm in this town. It's a long story. But anyway, they said, would you come down to the station, take some calls? I said, you got it. So call in, we'll chat, and have some fun. What do I do? Line one it is. Let's go. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Albert Brooks.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, nice it's to Albert talk Brooks. To you. Listen, I'm a disc jockey here in town.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, I'm in the kind of a comedy bag.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a few questions. Pick your brain.
All right. Be careful.
Oh, for sure. All right. How important is the element of surprise in comedy?
That's about the stupidest question I've ever heard. What kind of a moron are you?
Hey. Watch it, will you?
No, you see? I was just surprising you.
Surprising me. I get it. I see what you did. You turned it around.
That's right.
All right. What about delivery?
Well, I think you can pick it up yourself, can't you?
All right, I guess I could, but what if you're a two-man team? Each guy pick up half of it?
Mm-hmm.
Pick up half of it.
Writing?
I'm writing.
All right,
finally, one last question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, how important is writing your own material?
Well, I think it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you think funny?
I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think funny, but I am funny.
Are you really funny?
Really funny.
Well, I'd say you're all right then. Just do the best you can.
Best you can.
Mm-hmm.
Out of sight.
Thank
you. Hey, drive carefully, huh?
I will. All right, let's move on.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools.
The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Fiverr Studios in our nation's capital. This is The Mike O'Mara Show. That Albert Brooks bit. You know, the funny thing, he's making fun of people that aren't funny, and then after all these years, it's not funny.
Doesn't hold up.
It doesn't.
I thought
it's
really?
Dated and it's tired and it's safe and it's boring.
I thought that Rob was
edgy.
Playing this as what kind of like the monologue that goes along with Pony and Adrian.
What I'd like right now is to come in with another old
yes.
bit but from the late George Carlin, but it would be too many F words and S words.
Yeah, sure.
But it would be like, I'm thinking that the one thing we export and that we do better is BS, but he says the words.
Yes.
And that's what we're good at in America. Like that. I don't know. Sometimes it's like a Carlin clean. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7. On the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I'm thinking, what was it? The Muse that Albert Brooks was in? Is that
yeah.
the movie that he was
where,
in?
Sharon Stone.
That's where
Stone.
He jumped the shark
that
as
was
far
his,
as being
yeah, played. That was his shark jumping film. And it's she was pretty good in it. And there was a lot of funny moments in it because it had Hollywood stars playing themselves.
But it was really Albert Brooks sitting there with his lower lip out just going, the Muse.
Yeah, and then also...
Because Albert Brooks has made some very funny movies, but Albert Brooks has made some interesting choices.
Looking for
too.
Comedy yeah. in the Muslim world was another shark jumper for him.
Yeah, he shoots for it. The show today brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? By the way, yesterday, sad anniversary, 2 years ago, that my mom
I'm sorry, my mom, Mike.
And I was sitting there, and sometimes that happens, and the good thing is that I've got so many wonderful memories, and now I can digitize them with Legacy Box. They're wonderful. I just used my mother's death in a commercial, so that might be Monday. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest. Digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. Yes. I am making myself. This is wonderful. You get your originals and new digital files. You get them back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. I can't wait to see digitized home movies of my family. My girls' little bitties, the video that I made for my mom. It was right. wonderful when she was 80, which seems like so long ago because it was. I'm ready for a big viewing party. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, they're offering our listeners a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past, and we thank you.
All right.
2003 was okay. That, how ridiculous was that? I'm sorry.
It wasn't ridiculous.
That's, Mike, it's a piece of your life. I mean, it is.
I was sitting there going, hey, my mom died 2 years ago. Speaking of that, Legacy Box. Let me tell you about Legacy Box right there.
You sound like the guy on the Albert Brooks call. I think
somehow, in my mind, I got it in my mind, and I should have remembered this. I was there. That my mom passed the day before St. Patrick's Day, and I was wrong because my sister called me yesterday and said, how are you doing? And
oh,
I said,
sweet.
I'm fine. He said, it's a difficult, difficult day. And I said, why? And then I suddenly realized, no. She hung on and she didn't pass on
right,
St. Patrick's Day. And I remember driving through Boston and seeing all the revelers in their green, you know, giant mm-hmm. felt hats. And I was sitting there so bummed out. I ended up eating at a Thai restaurant all by myself in the
on
window
Saint
watching
Patty's
the people
Day.
On St. Patty's Day watching. And I went home and I went to bed, and then she passed the next morning. It was just it was surreal. And then my sister, and I will give a shout out to my wonderful beautiful sister who did this for me yesterday. We had a discussion about everything. How you been? They just got it. They went on a really, really, this is their time of year where they get the, my brother-in-law gets a break from work and they go on a wonderful vacation. They had a great time. And I was telling her about my nephew and her son that, that we had had a great time down here. She saves this for the end. She says, I'm becoming mom. I'm becoming mom. And I said, well, what are you doing? There are a lot of things that the energy level is my mom's where it's like the energizer bunny. She said, I'm becoming mom. I said, well, what's going on with that? And she says to me, she said, about 2 months ago, I started volunteering at Mass General in Boston.
Did she really?
That was just, my mom was a 47-year volunteer at Children's Hospital in Connecticut, and I will just tell you, it made my day, and I'm saying it publicly because when I'm really excited about something, I don't want to contain it. I'm so proud of her that she's doing this, and I think I've got to follow in the footsteps. Hey, fat ass, maybe one less day on the golf course, and maybe give it a little bit back. She does transport where she takes people to their different procedures.
Oh, that's cool.
And she said, you get people's stories. And I just was, that made my day that she's, the tradition carries on where she's doing what my mom did. My mom loved it. I mean, it was, by the way, if you're ever sitting there and you might be depressed and you might be bummed out about something and you're wondering, what can I do to get a little extra lift? The people that do this kind of have it figured out. My mom kind of had that figured out. It kept her going through a lot of tough stuff. Bad health with my dad. My dad eventually passing away. Doing that volunteer work at that hospital, if you're able to do it, and if you're like a stay-at-home mom or you're doing something, you don't feel that satisfaction, I swear to God, I had a textbook example of my mom doing that, and that just... I just fabulous. It was a fabulous thing that she told me. Made my month when I heard that.
I can't believe it's been 2 years. Does it seem sooner, less time than that to you?
It seemed like more, and I got that wrong. I thought it had been three.
Wow.
It's weird. You get all squirrely with
it. You do.
Let me tell you something about as you start to get a little older, Rob. You kind of... Time becomes a little weird. Time becomes very, very...
I'm with you there.
They don't tell you this about aging. Let me tell you what happens. Time gets different. You have a different sense of time. Like when you're 25, 5 years ago seems like a lifetime.
Yep.
When you're 58, 5 years ago said, well, didn't we do that yesterday? That's the way it
goes.
That's the way I feel right now. I'm still in my 30s.
It might get worse for you. I've only started to track with that where I'll watch a movie or I'll see something. I find myself constantly going to the information on movies to see when they came out.
The year,
out. Yeah. The only way I really sync with it is movies.
I think the accelerator for me was kids. When you have kids, it's like rocket ship.
But isn't that a benchmark, totally though? Because you see them growing up where you're like, oh, now you're 9, now you're 10.
When you start over again and you do it all over again, the biggest difference I have with Michael is I want to hit a switch to slow it down.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, you redshirted him.
Well, I redshirted him, but he came in.
It's a minor thing.
He's 4.5 years old, okay?
Right.
She got him a 5T. Any mommies that are out there and buy clothes for their kids, she got him a 5T pajama shirt, all right, that he's wearing. That's a 5-year-old.
Yes.
And he comes in, and he's got the cute little pajamas because he's like little boy pajamas now. And I said, those are really cute pajamas. He says, yeah, Dad, but the shirt's a little tight. And Carla says, I think I need to go back and get him a 6T. And I want to just say, slurp down the world with my, because it's going so fast, and I can practically watch it go like this. It's very, very, very strange.
And Oscar, to speak to your benchmark, you benchmark when you see kids that are other people's kids, because you only see them every couple months. If you see them every day,
you don't notice the growth
until something happens. Like, I look down, Robert's feet look like canoes, and he's such a shoe oriented kid, and he's up down there playing Xbox in the basement, and his feet are up on the table because he's 15 and he's a jackass. And I look at him, I say, what the hell? Get those canoes off my table. And
big feet.
Yeah, big feet. Big feet upstairs for dinner. But you just don't notice it happening. And then he stands up and he's 9 feet tall. Yeah. How does this happen?
Is he taller than you yet?
Not yet, but I think he's as tall as Carrie, which means he's 5'9 or 5'10.
Damn.
He's going to pass you.
Sophomore, freshman.
Yeah. He's going to pass you.
But I'll still kick his ass.
It was a good weekend with the familia. And I don't know, since we're talking about movies, let's take a break here.
Right. Yes.
Because when I come back, I want to talk to you about a weird movie that they debuted on HBO this weekend that I watched that I was fascinated by.
Really?
But really, I think this movie could have easily been in a different genre. And I'll explain that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Rexit and the rise of cable newsers in the White House. Plus, is a tsunami coming in the House of Representatives, Parkland protests, and the storm rages on. Stormy Daniels, that story has legs.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeOmaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. They're taking time to salute our real-life heroes with the Hometown Heroes program. I love this. Listen to this. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, veterans, the good guys. These heroes will receive 20% off the participating real estate agent's commission towards their closing costs. So if you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, a teacher, a veteran, buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com, and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, they're still getting a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is huge savings for you. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take their cash out, or pay off debt before they go up further. It's really a great idea. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing license in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Thank you to all of our heroes from cornerstonefirst.com. I just feel this is such a throwaway.
What?
And I want to get to Oscars, St. Patty's Day, because I think, and Rob had one, and I cooked some Irish food, and but I just want to get this out of the way. So there's a movie right now, and they're running it like hell on HBO because it just came out on HBO. It's called Beguiled, and it's got Nicole Kidman, and it's also got Colin Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying.
What's
to
the premise
think.
Of the movie? What do I know?
Okay,
this
here it is.
Yeah, it seems like big stars. I don't want to do. Right?
Yeah.
What's that?
They're big stars. Why have we not heard about it?
Well, I don't know. It's weird. And this is a movie that. Okay, this movie, this is what I said on my show prep today, all right? The Beguiled, it could have been a great porno.
Super sexual?
Yeah.
Hypersexual? Well,
but without any real sex in it. But it certainly had potential. It was sexually charged like no movie I've ever seen. Very simple.
Okay.
There is a house for girls that are going to a religious retreat, kind of a seminary for
I
women.
I remember these trailers before when it was in the theater. Yeah, I remember
kinda this. It kind of had in the
a
trailers.
A Handmaid's Tale.
Mm-hmm. It kind of had in the trailers kind of a horror vibe to it, right?
Sounds like a perfect setup for a horror film.
And so, by the way, if you want to see it on your own, turn it down. Maybe I'll do a spoiler.
No one saw this.
The only spoilers is that it's not a porno.
Beguiling or The Beguiled or whatever. Simple premise.
Okay.
It's the Civil War. Colin Farrell is an Irish immigrant who was conscripted into the Union Army. He's injured in battle, and this little girl that lives in this house for women is out collecting mushrooms in the woods, and she stumbles upon Colin Farrell, who's out there, and brings him back to the house where there is Nicole Kidman, who runs the house and is the oldest member of the group, but still, I think we can all agree, quite fetching.
Oh, absolutely. Nicole Kidman.
And it is indeed The Beguiled.
Right. And then I'm trying to think, oh, God, the other actress, the second oldest. Kirsten Dunst is the second actress. Then there's the third one. They go down in
Elle Fanning. Elle Fanning, who is Dakota Fanning's little sister.
But they move down in, and I'm not sure which one she is. But they go in order of you got the big three, who is Nicole Kidman. Then you've got Kirsten Dunst, and then Elle Fanning, and you've got the big three, and the atmosphere, because Colin Farrell is a good looking guy.
Sure,
it becomes like super. There's this repressed sexuality, and then it becomes all these women in the house are nursing him back to health, and there's a scene where she's washing Colin Farrell, Nicole Kidman, and they're all, here's the bottom line, this is why I think it should have been,
it's like what Pony was.
I was going to say, isn't this what you were imagining for Pony's trip?
They all have the steaming undies for Colin Farrell, all of them.
Sure.
I mean, every, like the little, the 13-year-old girl is kind of like, comes in like wearing earrings going, and but the older women are just, I mean, they're, and I'm sitting there going, this is really, really, really weird. And then, okay, turn your radios down because I'm going to wrap it up.
All right.
And then he is playing it up a little bit.
Okay.
Right? So he's playing it up with Nicole Kidman. He's playing it up with Kirsten Dunst. And then I think maybe the Fanning, I don't know. She looks kind of like gaunt and emaciated a little bit. I don't know if it's her. But he ends up, that's the room he goes to at night. And Kirsten Dunst finds out that he's in there because he hears the moaning, and then they have a fight, and she ends up pushing him down the stairs by accident. He breaks his leg, and they have to chop his leg off. And then he gets really pissed, and it's just a
strange
movie.
Well, I would be pissed, too, if you cut my leg off.
Well, they were
especially after you ruined my affair.
Well, you think, because, like, at one point, you know, you got Nicole Kidman saying to him, good night.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, good night, good night. And then you think they're going to... And then Kirsten Dunst, he's actually really making overtures to her, saying, you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. You think they're going to... And then he ends up with the other older girl in the house. And I don't know how much older, but the fact is it was kind of a kinky, weird thing. And then I thought about Nicole Kidman, and I said, oh, by the way, and in the end, okay, turn your radio down. Another
Please.
Spoiler alert. In the end, they kill him. But anyway, sorry. Sorry, that's
what.
The end of the
what
movie.
Does beguiled mean?
Beguiled means like you're transfixed, or
and they become beguiled. They're beguiled, okay. You know.
Fascinated and, by.
Oh,
yes.
But then they kill him.
Yes. And that's beguiling in and of itself.
Because he becomes a monster when they chop his leg off. Because
it could be a horror flick, like you said.
And by the way, they're Confederates and he's Union. So they shouldn't have taken him in anyway because they should have turned him over to the Confederates.
Sure.
But they didn't. They wanted to do what they called, and here's the whole contradictory thing, the Christian thing, to nurse him back to health. And then he kind of helps around the house, and they're keeping him around the house because, you know, they're all kind of
if you're gonna kill him, why bother with the amputation? Just kill him.
Well, no,
it seems like he could have skipped a step.
He wasn't a monster,
but he fell down a step.
Then he got really pissed off. He said, I'm gonna get you, my pretties. Anyway, it's just like, and so
really, was this,
do you want a real spoiler? Because I'll give you a real spoiler. You want to know how they kill him?
Yeah.
Well, they don't want to, you know, hit him over the head or anything like that. And
it's called hobbling, Paul.
It's messy.
Even with hobbling around, he's still kind of a vital young guy. You know, the movie started with the little girl out there picking mushrooms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, this is a spoiler alert. Turn it down. They kill him with mushrooms.
They poison him.
Yeah, he likes mushrooms. And he eats all of them. And then he's like,
it's one of my favorite punchlines ever.
Apparently, mushrooms kill you dead, like boom.
Yeah, one of my favorite punchlines ever. She wouldn't eat the mushrooms.
Yeah. I mean, it's just poison. You see, he's got his one leg. He hobbles in and they make a special dinner for him. He said, would you like some mushrooms? And said, yeah, I'd like some mushrooms. Oh, these are really good mushrooms. And I just. That's a movie I watched over the weekend. I don't know why I mentioned it. Carla went to sleep. I was next to her wearing my Sonys that you have. You know, and,
Carla was in the kitchen sauteing mushrooms.
Yeah.
This is how I can get him. He loves mushrooms.
Join us again, ladies and gentlemen, for crappy cable movies Mike watches and talks about when he comes into the show on Monday.
I paid $20 for Jumanji, and it was worth it. The new one?
Really?
Oh, the Jack Black
reboot?
Oh, yeah. No.
I wanted to hate it so bad, and I sat there and I said, well... This is why the percentage rates are so high on both sides.
Yeah, when I could take that $20 and buy some gold-plated knitting needles to put in my eye before I'd watch that movie. I didn't even like the original one.
By the way, the neighbor I just said hi to took one
of the kids to Jumanji, said it was absolutely fantastic. I don't need that much CGI in my life.
Lots of colors, Mike. Lots of colors, lots of pretty things.
Don't they have video game scores dancing over their head?
I think you can watch this with little Michael. That's how unscary it is.
See, you know the movies I like. I like movies like Beguiled, the dark movie.
It's not especially good for your son, though.
Yeah, if it was Jumanji, it would be like they cut off the soldier's leg and then like a pink elephant shows up or something.
Well, look, it was I, Tanya or Jumanji. Went with Jumanji first, then I, Tanya, right? The following
night. See, I would take I, Tanya.
I'd watch I, Tanya twice.
Academy Award nominated performance.
I, Tanya is like a comedy.
Margot Robbie, is that the name of the... Mm-hmm. I think that...
And Allison Janney, who got a trophy for it. Yeah.
Here's the thing about Margot Robbie. Prettier, a lot prettier than Tanya Harding, but pulls it off. And that's a great actor.
That's how you make... When you ugly a pretty up... Yeah, that is just, that's, I was like, good, man, stuff.
Tell me, that's what I do every morning.
Yes, and Oscar loves that, and I'm not talking about the guy I work with. I'm talking about the, the statue.
Oh, the statue. Didn't they CGI her face on actual footage of Tanya skating?
Yes.
So there is some CGI in I, Tanya as well.
But it looked like, and it didn't look like a jib jab. It didn't look like a jib jab video. Where it's like Margot Robbie.
One smile.
Tanya's doing the thing. It's like, I'm seeing if I can do a jib jab right now.
And the funny thing is no matter how much she skated,
I'm doing a pretty good jib jab.
That's pretty good.
Mike, no matter how much she skated, she was always facing the camera.
Yeah.
Even when she spun.
That technology's come a long way.
It really has.
Think about it.
Very good. We'll get the St. Patrick's Day review when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to find Oscar. You went out.
Went out. Drank
you
heavily.
Had the supper club come in.
Yes.
And we relied on Rob Spiewak for corned beef and cabbage.
I spoke more to Carla on Friday than I have since I've met her.
Yeah, and just like I speak to Carrie. So we will take a break and we will come back.
That really bothers you.
That your wife hates my ass? Yes, it does. Yeah,
she
sorry.
Hates the show.
Call
Mike.
She hates the call show. Me, she doesn't Kukla. Hate you. She doesn't hate you. She hates the show.
No, she likes the show. She likes me. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun. And it's becoming mutual. We'll take a break and come back with more fun.
I can let you in on a few secrets. It'll help.
Thank you.
Hi. This is Ponyboy checking in from the futuristic year 2025.
Yeah.
I sent this message back to remind you how important it is to keep renewing your bonus show subscriptions. Mike and Rob are long dead, but thanks to your continued support, the great shows on the More Network are still going strong. Tony Perkins, Rofo and Cookies, and Tech 411. So keep subscribing, guys. Carla and the kids depend on it. Little Michael and Little Dirk. And don't smoke. We don't all wind up sounding like Dude Walker.
See, the funny thing is Dirk's older than I am. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. And he likes a drink. Anyway, brought to you by Lightstream.
Mike.
He does. The average... I'm just saying it's not...
Jealous.
Not a pillar of mine.
Yes.
The average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. Can you believe that? Don't you wish you could combine your credit card balances into one low fixed monthly payment? It makes sense. It's completely logical. Let me tell you about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with auto pay. That means you say you're going to pay it every month, you get that rate. It's that easy. You can save thousands of dollars on interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, see your interest rates before you apply. Lightstream prides itself on full transparency. Your application is 100% online. That means you can do it fast. You can do it easily. And Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank. Mm. There's the confidence that you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions out there. Apply today and get additional interest rate discounts on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, and it's St. Patty's Day weekend. Anybody have a really good St. Patty's Day?
Ours turned out to be quite festive. We had the supper club over, and
on Saturday, the actual day.
I think it's the first time in a while that St. Patrick's Day has actually fallen on a Saturday and we're able to celebrate it day of, because traditionally
day for the bar business.
Oh, they love
having
it. Oh.
I wanted so much to be at Jimmy's. Jimmy looked like he's having fun, right?
You
know, I forgot what I, I don't need to give Jimmy another plug, but I will give Jimmy another. This is what I truly, truly, truly love about the way Jimmy rolls. It's a great saloon. It's a great party.
A warm setup. You love being there.
Food, he does like holiday food better than anybody.
On demand.
Yep.
His menu was just, you had everything you would want for St. Patrick's Day. And I was just saying, you know, with the new beer garden out there, it just looked like so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like an absolute blast. So you went out, Oscar, right?
This is the deal. My background with St. Patrick's Day is really full of radio events and live broadcast during the week when we had something because someone sold St. Patty's Day.
Rob and I did them too.
You know, many of them.
But my life outside of radio, St. Patrick's Days were full of essentially a call from Todd Moore saying, pub opens at 10. This is like his, this is his holiday, right?
He loves it.
Todd O'More.
Yes, Todd O'More.
I like that Todd likes St. Patrick's
Day. So that is his go-to holiday. He used to make shirts for St. Patrick's Day. He had a pub he used to go to when he lived in Herndon. I just remember as a young man that this would all come back to me like, you got to come out here, man. We're starting at 11. It's all
come on, man. Yeah. Come on, 11 o'clock, man.
So
Too much drinking, too much money. You can't afford it.
Anyway, go ahead.
So when the radio station flipped in 2009, and if the holiday landed on a weekend, we would go whichever bar we would go to, but it'd be an all day affair, right?
Yeah, it's a great day.
Depending on where he was.
Yeah, the best.
So on Saturday, Chad Dukes tags me in this like classic picture of Todd and I from 6 or 7 years ago where Todd's giving the sex eyes and he says, Happy St. Patty's Day.
I saw that picture. Yeah, that was pretty intense.
Actually, I didn't see them as sex eyes. I saw them as dial 911 eyes.
Pretty close.
Similar.
Looked like he had eye makeup on, didn't it?
Mascara?
His eye had mascara around his
eyelids. That's when it was Todd Gothmore.
Yeah.
So did
you roar with the old
Todd? He said, what time? He goes, his text to me was, which pub is taking our money today?
That's nice.
So I said, look, there's a re-raw, an Irish pub down the street here on M Street. Why don't you, your wife, and you can bring your dog and we can all just leave the dogs at home and go and hang out at this bar. Oh,
so the dogs can live at your house.
Yes.
Okay. And you
now,
get a re-raw.
I remember re-raw was across. Wasn't that across from the old MCI Center, Verizon Center, Capital One Center?
There was another Irish pub there. You're absolutely right.
That had like one of those names. There are a lot of Irish pubs.
Yeah. The original one, though, if you're a Washingtonian, was the one that's in Clarendon, right?
Re-Raw,
yes.
Didn't we go there for karaoke?
We did.
That's how
we've
I knew
it, we've
the
done
name.
That, Mike.
Re-Raw.
Yes. Re-Raw, yeah.
And re-raw. But they opened one on M Street here in Georgetown. And all day, when you live in a college town, essentially, of D.C., right?
There's a government,
Georgetown
too.
Georgetown has forever been a party zone.
So just hear the screaming, the yelling all day, all morning.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
You hear the cops breaking up parties left and right. And it's like 3 o'clock. And I'm like, I guess Todd's not texting today. And for me, that was kind of like, you know, as you get older, you're like, oh man, I got to wake up early in the morning to come do Dominique's show. Like, it's the whole thing. If I'm hungover, it's going to suck. And then I get a text. He's, which pub is taking our money? And I said, when do you want to start? 4 or 5? He goes, 5? He goes, well, what about 4? He goes, we'll be there in 30 minutes.
So did you not know whether he was going to text you?
Nothing was confirmed, but
so it was just like Christmas morning when you got that text
and fired
you
out
were
of a
just
can.
Waiting for your boyfriend to text you and let you know.
Well, also because there was this pub crawl in DC that Shannon had mentioned, like went to all the bars near DuPont Circle, and when I came home from an early morning meeting, I said, do you want to go to that pub crawl? Because I want to be respectful of her as well. She goes, nah, like, it's just going to be too crazy. And I said, and she's 31, right?
So she's starting to get that there. She's starting to grow
up
a little
bit. I said, that's cool. I was like, look, I think Todd might text later. He said he wanted to go out. I know this is his holiday.
Mm.
Todd texts. They come over. We go to Re-Raw. And it is the most intense, like, binge drinking of 3 hours I've had probably since.
How hard is it to get a beer? Because is it so crowded that it's hard to get a beer, or what's the deal?
There was a line to get in the bar. So we waited in line, not too long, got in. And what's nice when you have four responsible people is everybody fans out to find a location, right?
Where you can camp out.
Yeah, so we camped out, at on the side of the bar for, I want to say, an hour. And then these guys rolled out because they had the NCAA tournament going on. So as soon as the game, I said, game's going to end, people are going to leave because they're watching and drinking and they're going from spot to spot to spot. So
well, Saturday, we'll have that in the news.
Yes.
Big NCAA.
And then, we sit there and we're like, so we get to sit down at the bar.
Oh, that's great.
And then they call us for, they're like, a table's opened up. You want a table? I was like, the bar is fine.
No, the bar is.
Drinks are here. The
preferable.
Bar is fine.
Love
right?
a bar.
Right.
Yeah.
So you sat at the bar.
And it's at this point where I put the hard press on top when he's hammering. I'm like, hey, man, like that sender app. Like, we need that sender app like, right away. Like,
you got him to fix our app for the push notifications. Yeah, that's awesome.
But listen,
Todd is
so responsible. He fixed that app on Friday. And so Saturday was like, he looked at me, he's like, I sent it over to Shannon already. Like, you just have to test it. And
Shannon, we want to thank Todd for tweaking our app and making a correction that needed to be corrected.
And he's working on
we're
a full
grateful.
Rebuild that's powered by Playapod that's coming as well, because we got into that conversation. So we like to talk shop. But the fun part was actually...
That's a good strategy, too, to hit him when he's loaded.
No, it wasn't a strategy.
Then the middle of the next week when he's not doing anything, well, we talked about that. Wait, what?
No, it wasn't even a strategy. What? He brought it up.
Get him when he has his sexy eyes on.
He brought it up and said, hey, how's that sender app doing? I said, ha, ha, ha. Like, what's the deal?
Did they have live music at Rera?
Yes, they did have live music. So halfway through the partying, right? This is like on my seventh Jack and diet.
The traditional drink of the Irish.
Like he's drinking black and tans.
And Diet Coke.
I'm like, I'm not dealing with all those carbs, man. I'm just going Jack and diet now. Clearly, it's a better choice for my life as I've gained 30 pounds and I look like a Funko guy. I sat there and I said, what do you mean you sent it? He goes, I sent it to your wife, and Shannon's sitting to the left of me, right? And Todd's to the right of me, and Todd's girlfriend Marissa's to the right next to Todd.
Right.
And she goes, yeah, he fixed it as soon as you guys said there was a problem. Like, that's how responsible a guy Todd is, right?
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And,
she goes,
Marissa, how's the wonderful
Marissa's doing
I
great.
Love her.
So
love
I look
her.
At Shannon, and I said, you had one job. Why didn't you test the sender app yet? And she goes, I was way blah, 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 blah. And I said, Peach, this is what we're talking about. The scholarship.
Oh, she got a pep talk in the middle of the party?
Yeah, which was great and kind of a joke because she was mortified that she had not tested this yet. And Todd.
What was she enjoying? What was she enjoying at the party?
She was drinking Moscow Mules and being very picky about it.
Oh, she likes the Moscow Mules. Oh, so she. And she's a slight thing.
Yeah.
She's a little bit of a thing. She's waif-like.
One copper mug will affect her.
One copper mug and she's off the aircraft. So you got everybody. All the Moors and the Santanas all drunk.
We start ganging up on Shannon saying, this is why we can't have nice things. Like when people do things for you and
you're
you don't
ruining
follow-
her St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah, you are.
She didn't even make you go on the pub crawl. No, what are you doing? Come on.
The best part about it was that she really felt bad and we were just joking. And she's like,
should this bring him this much joy?
Because she said, she says to Todd, don't you just copy and paste? And Todd's like, I write new code. He gets all indignant about what he does.
I've seen him do that.
Yeah, it's a language.
It's a whole thing.
So then we do a whole copy and paste bit for another hour. Comes around 7:30. We said we probably should go back and let out the dogs, right?
Sure.
So he goes, but before we go back.
That's responsible, though. That's not. Oh, before we go back. Here I was thinking they were packing it in for the
day. We should take a break and let it out the dogs.
Let's Santos out and then go back and get booze.
They're going to be on the floor.
I don't want a Dragon Coke. I want green beer.
Green Jack Daniels and green Coke.
Green beer. Natural Light.
So many faux pas that we saw when people were ordering. And just for perspective, Mike, you can give a better analogy.
I was
for
an
this.
Irish pub owner. I know all about.
What
St.
is
Patrick's
it like
Day.
On St. Patrick's Day? What are the things you don't want people to order ever when you have a busy bar and it's full and people are just going nuts?
Here it is. You have the date now. I had an Irish pub in a town that had a St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes it would fall on St. Patrick's Day. Most of the time, it wouldn't. But I opened my doors at 6 a.m. on St. Patrick's.
Yeah, I remember that.
But and people usually drink green beer, you know.
People drink green beer because they think they're supposed to. And by the way, the green beer in kegs that most of the distributors send out it was always the Budweiser company, it was always Natural Light, or perhaps Miller Lite, that would be
the
or
cheapest,
Bush,
the cheapest
Bush
beer.
Light. Yeah. You know, so that's what they would drink. Everybody would drink that. We would drink. People would drink Guinness. This is what makes the holiday for bar owners so lucrative, so wonderful. It was always the most profitable day of my year because people felt obligated to drink Guinness, which is a high dollar beer, and to drink whiskey. And it was super fun. You see all over down here too. You saw tents everywhere.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
People setting up tents. That's the way. There was a place called Fitzgerald's that was whacked in Irma that they've been closed since Hurricane Irma. They had their grand opening down here.
Good for them.
And but the thing about it is what you had to wade through, at least during the day, and if it was on a weekend day, you had to deal with this. And the worst one I had was on a Saturday. It was a St. Patrick's Day Saturday, and it was my official grand opening. And 300 people came into my bar after the parade was over. They just showed up. And let me tell you about the old people. The old people want their corned beef and cabbage more than anything else. They have to have it. It's just like getting a Christmas stocking. They have to get their corned beef and cabbage, and they're a pain in the ass. They're entitled. These are people that crawl out of their casket once a year to come into my bar, and they want their shepherd's pie, and they want their and it was my baptism of fire as a bar owner.
Right.
I remember a lady saying to me, Excuse me. Yes, Hawk Hands. Yes, Talon Fingers. What can I do for you? She said, This product should have larger chunks of carrots and it doesn't have I said, and this is the response I got. I said, well, the nature of the dish is that it is a finely diced
minced
carrot
almost,
product.
Yeah.
It is almost minced. That's the way shepherd pie is. And she looks at me and goes, I don't know about that. I said, and I just wanted to go, I'm the owner, so I can't go, I can't do what I wanted to do was look at her and just go, I couldn't do that. And then a lady came up to me and said, we have been waiting for 25 minutes for a table. You do not know how to run this bar. I said, have a nice day. I should have known that it was a terrible business to get into. If you're ever in a restaurant, remember, they can pay. It was terrible. But then at the evening time, that's when the expense of the tents and the expense of the extra security and calling Manassas's finest, that's when it's fantastic.
They had a DCP, PD out there, like real
force.
Everything was.
And it's all worth it. It's fantastic.
It was fun, but I remember looking at our little team there, our little squad, saying, no complex orders, please. This guy behind the bar,
that's
looks
not what
like
you want.
He's been working like nonstop. Look at all the receipts right next to the bar.
Do you have any frozen drinks? You know, and it's just like, excuse me, you want to get out of here.
Slow gin fizz.
And I'm listening to the right of us, this group of, I don't know what's, they were in college clearly, right?
Sure.
And they're asking this guy, Tristan, like FOB, like off the boat, like he is like from Ireland. Yeah, hear it. Yeah, whatever his story is.
What are they asking him?
They're asking him for like, would they have margarita, things that don't even apply to this holiday that sound complex. And if they muddle their own mint, if they do this and that, and I'm like,
booze, mixer, beer, shot. That's it.
And I wanted to like grab, you can't grab strangers anymore, unfortunately, but I wanted to grab them and say, don't do. He's just gonna ignore you from now on. Like you're setting yourself up for disaster.
Was this before or after you walked the dog?
This is right before, right? Right before we left.
Okay. All
so
right.
then,
you'd walk if you'd done that after you walked the dog, grabbing him, you'd be in jail.
It goes. Okay, we got to leave and check on the dogs. But we say, wait a second. Do you have any more whiskey at your house? That's what Todd asked me. And I said,
That doesn't qualify for a wait a minute.
I said, but we don't have any mixers. He said. He goes, oh man, who can go to Safeway? I said, no, we're in the city, man. You can walk. There's a 7-Eleven.
Is Todd drinking the Jack Daniels?
Well, yeah, he's drinking. He only switched over at the end. Okay. And we end up at the drunkest I've ever been in the city in a 7-Eleven buying groceries, essentially, for the house.
Right.
And then going up to the stand, and I asked for just three taquitos, right? Buffalo chicken taquito rollers.
Yeah. Because Mike, it's St. Patrick's Day.
And
that's
I say,
and you are the gourmet.
And I say, I just need three. And then my wife, because for some reason she thinks like she is the president of our relationship, where she's actually the vice president. She chimes in and
she's
says,
the Mike Pence.
Hit the alarm. She says, that.
My God.
She says, no, he won't have any of those. Like, you already ate. She's telling me I already ate, right? And I said,
yes. She's worried about you getting fat.
I said, Peach,
his figure.
This day is not over yet, and it's three for $3. If I get one, it's actually more expensive.
Did you eat all three of them?
So the guy's like, yes, Mom, three for $3. Like, he's selling Shannon on it, right?
Sure, the upsell.
Yeah. And he goes, they're fresh. And I was like, I don't care how old they are, man. I just want them.
I'm
you know?
Sure they are fresh.
How were the taquitos? Were they good?
I was so hammered. I let Pence make the decision and just check out. I was like,
Vice President Pence made the decision. Oh, so you didn't get the taquitos?
I didn't get them, but I got a big bag of Tostitos and the big cheese bucket of the Tostitos
queso,
sauce.
Yeah.
And then spicy said, Doritos.
I want two big bottles of Diet Coke. Hey, and do you think we should get Diet Coke?
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, we got all that. End up back at the house. Make multiple drinks. The girls are so hammered, they want Ben and Jerry's. So they walk to Ben and Jerry's, and Ty and I, two grown heterosexual men, sit yes. there with our dogs, and we put on I, Tonya, and we watch a figure skating movie together.
And was that the end of the evening?
No, the girls came back and were like, you started a movie? Like, so we had to rewind that. We're like, oh, we'll just start it back
but
over
did you
again.
My question, I think I should have framed it. Yes. Yeah. Did you venture out after the movie?
Our plan was to go back out.
Right.
But we restarted that movie so many times and we were so drunk that right. we're like, oh man, that Tanya's mom's the worst. Like, she's just like smoking and she's such white trash. I can't
to
believe
bed, what
she,
a day.
Yeah. And then they might have left at midnight, but I drank from 4 to midnight and I'd wake up the next day and go to work. And I remember looking at Rofo during the ESPN show. He said, do I look hungover? He's like, you look like you fell out of a tree. I said, I was like, thank God the guys are killing it in the show over
glad
there.
Glad you stayed home after that, because if you'd gone out, if you'd ventured out
back
one more
out?
Time, you would have died.
Oh, yeah. So true.
Died.
Yeah,
it
for sure.
Been
very, very true.
Rob, we will have to have our corned beef discussion tomorrow.
All right. And also, it's a discussion that involves bourbon, Mike, sadly.
Okay. You and bourbon. And I will tell you, Carl and I are kind of in an impasse over this corned beef thing. And I'm going to probably need you to solve the
all right, very cool. I hope I hope there's nothing wrong with your marriage.
But you know what? But it wasn't nearly as important as that. He
no.
had a real St. Patrick's.
Yeah, and thank God he got back home and didn't go back out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello. This is Andrea.
Hello.
The Italian TMOS intern. Here is my advice for dating.
Hello.
Remember, a man should always ask a woman for the date. Young adults must only date one person at a time. Pick your date up at her house and come to the door. A man gives his date's order to the waiter. And remember to walk your date all the way to her door at the end of the evening. Then, and only then, can you make sweet, sweet love.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. It's the worst time of the year.
It is.
Your producer is running off to Japan. Gary Stein is mad at you. And your four-year-old son, the bracket is busted. What will you do? What will you do? Well, you harebrained ninny, how about the TMOS Bonus Show? The Bonus Show is an extra hour. I'm screaming to be heard here. It is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a Blu-ray to a DV delight.
DV?
DVD light.
DVD light.
Delight.
Yeah.
DV, I didn't do it right. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. It makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, so please quit sucking and start clicking like a baseball card in your bike spokes. Click that banner in a furious manner. Oh, I like that. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's new,
stuff.
Yeah.
Oops, that's not what I want.
News!
News!
Boo!
If you did a March Madness bracket this year, it busted over the weekend, probably in epic fashion, because there were some major upsets in just the first few days. Obviously, the biggest one was the 16-seed University of Maryland, Baltimore County, UMBC, that crushed number one seed Virginia on Friday night, 74-54.
Every time I hear UMBC, it sounds like a trade school to me. Like you can go there and learn how to fix rifles or something.
My brother went to UMBC. We're a little hot, by the way, if you don't pull that down. I would say that as far as what it meant for myself and my brother, this school is an engineering and biomedical school, right?
Right.
It's not meant for sports at all.
Right.
The idea that they are got in the tournament again for the second time ever, and then I watched the game live. I sat there. I said, I cannot believe this is happening. Because this is what it's like when your Rams went in, right?
Exactly.
Like how did it, what's the fact that they got so far was crazy. Or George Mason.
It's nutty. It's nutty.
And by the way, the little guy picked Virginia, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah, but he just did that because he lived in Virginia,
right?
But little Michael picked so many other upsets.
Did
he had such a solid bracket starting out that I was blown away. I was like, man.
Yeah.
Vegas, here we come.
He picked Butler. But anyway, so UMBC did that. That was the biggie. According to the NCAA, going into that game, there were only 25 perfect brackets that were submitted to the official Capital One Bracket Challenge and on sites like ESPN, Yahoo, and CBS Sports. But they all picked Virginia to win. Everybody picked Virginia.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody did.
Wow.
And, of course, the biggest upset in history, UMBC became the first 16 seed to win a game in 136 tries.
Wow.
But that means that after that shocker, there were no perfect brackets.
Yeah.
One expected it, and they almost pulled it out yesterday against Kansas State.
Yeah.
Only 2.18% of all official brackets picked UMBC to pull off the upset. And naturally, the few that didn't have all the other games correct. And let's be honest, they were probably either UMBC alumni or people who didn't follow college basketball. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to make smart picks if they pick them. They just don't do it.
So anyway, it goes on. It's pretty funny, though. It really, really is. And congratulations to you, UMBC.
I didn't know your brother went there.
Yeah,
that's great.
And I also dated a girl from there for some time, and it's just...
You got a connection to
it,
UMBC.
It just blew my mind that... look, this is... It's strange when people are trying to figure out where in the D.C. area UMBC is, outsiders are, right. Where they're like... Kathleen Turner is the most famous alumni from UMBC. I didn't know she went there. And then they're putting it all together on television, and they're like, wait, it's not a Labrador. It's a Chesapeake Retriever.
Chesapeake Bay Retriever,
And then
Kathleen Turner really went to UMBC?
She's the most famous alumni from there.
Good morning.
All right. I was going to pick
good morning.
16 seed, darling.
I had no idea. You never know. Going where. That's right. You may know Wilfred Brimley. You won't get any older. You won't ever die. As the kindly old man who sold you Quaker Oats or warned you about diabetes. But he had a more interesting life before he became an actor. He was a Marine, a bodyguard for Howard Hughes, a ranch hand, a horse wrangler, and a blacksmith. He got his start in showbiz shoeing and riding horses in westerns. He was also in favor of cockfighting. This is Monday.
What?
Welcome to Monday News. He spoke out in both Arizona and New Mexico against bills banning it, mainly because it was a violation of people's personal freedom. You want to watch rooster tear each other apart? Go ahead. As a guy who liked riding horses and using hunting dogs, he was also worried that it would create a slippery slope that could lead to a ban on using animals for other purposes, too. Wilfred Bam.
Wow.
Wilfred Brimley, cockfighting enthusiast.
And then he fries them up.
Put them in the pan.
Let's put him in a pot.
There are more ways than ever to get caffeine into your body, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're all still coffee people. According to a new study, American coffee drinking is skyrocketing. 64% of adults say they now drink a cup every day. Back in the 90s, it was under 50%. 79% of those people usually drink their cup of coffee at home or work. 36% have it at a coffee shop or restaurant. And yeah, there's overlap there because there are plenty of people doing both. Coffee, very popular.
It was under 50% when? Like 10 years ago? That seems so low. It seems like coffee's always been a thing, right?
Well, think about how Starbucks grew so fast.
Well, Starbucks is huge. Yeah, now you get the gooey latte.
Yeah, you can get anything.
The gooey frap.
Well, Moe's stock tip, maybe it'll be a coffee company, you know? They eat Folgers.
FLG.
There are more. And we bring you to a something here. A woman in Pensacola, Florida. It's Monday. It's a Florida story.
Sure.
Her name is Jan Marie Strickland.
Yeah.
Jan Marie. We're out of toilet paper. Anyway, Jan Marie Strickland was time went on last Tuesday, as people are often wont to do in Florida. And she was hanging out with her extended family. We don't know how old she is, but she looks like she's in her mid-50s. Anyway, they were hanging out in a barn, and there was a cute little goat that she wanted to hold. So they let her hold the goat. But she was drunk, and she fell. And she landed on the goat. Jan Marie. Apparently, the goat was okay, but her family wanted her out of there after that.
Yeah.
So her nephew tried to escort her out of the barn. At that point, she turned into angry Jan Marie Strickland.
Oh, it's the worst
she
one.
She punched her nephew 3 times in the chest and shoved him into a door. So, well, that's what families do here in Florida. They called the police.
Yeah.
The cops found her passed out next to the barn. Then she tried to hit on one of them when they woke her up. She tried to hit one of them, not hit on
them. Oh, okay. Either way, it's not good.
Like painful. My body. She's facing charges of domestic battery. So the young goat was fine, if you're keeping track.
Good.
The old goat passed out next to the barn. And in Florida, everyone looks like they're in their mid-50s. Thank you very much. That's our Florida story of the day. Yeah, I hear this music. Yeah.
SPF 1.
Oh, little Bee Gees. Don't play Bee Gees on the show very much.
No, every now and then.
I have to do my Bee Gees, but the little delay always kind of gets that a little odd. We'll take a break and come back with the audio of Alton Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018. We want you to remember that. Remember, 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 remember. We want you to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking. We need to catch up, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
This is perfect, because it would have helped anybody that was in some sort of pain because they went out there and partied. It's Motive Pure Electrolyte Hydration Lemon Lime, 1 ounce mini bottles, a 12 pack for just $23.99. I've talked about Motive in the past, Mike. I really could have used some Motive to help me with my hangover cure.
Motive came to play in the Spiewak House Sunday morning.
Look at you.
Amazon really does have everything. Get motivated and more at themikeomarashow.com website. Get clicking, and we appreciate it. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Monday, March 19, 2018, everybody.
Now, I know St. Patrick's Day is the high holiday for Irish, but Mike, you're Irish. How do you feel about the way that it sort of simplifies the culture? Don't you think it demeans the Irish culture?
No, I think that it is festive. It is fun. What I do believe is you demean it by putting up the posts of Darby O'Gill.
Okay.
That's that to me is as demeaning to the Irish as anything I have ever seen, with that little Irish leprechaun that's sitting
King
there.
King Brian.
King Brian.
Now, Mike, do you think
where
it is?
Where did you get that when the guy and Darby O'Gill with his bad teeth? Jesus.
Yeah, not a good looking man.
You going
not a
back
leading
and
man.
Forth with your father mocking the Irish.
No, celebrating the Irish. But do you think it's demeaning when newscasters take on an Irish accent and do it poorly? I have a montage for you.
That would piss me off.
I think you'll enjoy all this from this weekend.
Top of the morning to you now.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning for you.
There you go.
For
you. Get it now?
Top of the morning. Where are my lucky charms? Yeah.
They're always stealing me lucky charms. That was
good.
British.
That was better, though.
It's British.
Luck of the Irish. Luck of the Irish.
Top of the morning to you, Kurt.
She's trying to do a jig, but her pants are falling down. So there's that.
Oh, local news.
Yeah, it's the best, right?
stupid local news.
All right, let me turn the page and ask you a geography challenge. Where is DeLand, Florida?
Ooh,
D-E-L-A-N-D. Great question.
DeLand?
DeLand, maybe, perhaps, yeah.
I do not know. Florida's tough for me. I haven't geographically honed in on all these. There was somebody at the, we had the little Cocoonville social event yesterday, and somebody was talking, said, it's right over near Boca Grande. And I was like nodding like I knew.
Yes.
And I'm like, I got to learn the state a little more. It's a big damn place.
You know? It is.
It's a little finger that goes out into the ocean, and I've got to figure out all the spots. I really would like, because we actually were formulating our little hurricane escape route, and I have a town that I've selected where the O'Maras will go in the event that we get something coming into South Florida, and I'm not telling anybody.
Safe Secret. Town. Safe yeah, town.
The safe town. Yeah. It's not dealing.
It's this little tiny town. Nobody knows about it. It's very unique. It's called Orlando.
Oh, yes.
Orlando.
I hear they're building a hotel there.
They have lots of hotels
yes.
there.
You'll enjoy
Orlando.
This.
It's near DeLand.
Mike, this involves spaghetti, arson, and a three-way gay love affair.
Oh, wow.
Really?
This nice. Is a right. most peculiar story, and I know you normally do the Florida stories, but I wanted to make sure we had this brought to our attention. A man pissed off his two ex-gay lovers. They were not lovers at the same time, but apparently he'd had, you know, relations with both of them. They wanted to make it look like he burned his house down, so they left a spaghetti-soaked rag by his stove, but it was arson. Luckily, he found the spaghetti-soaked rag in time, and his house did not burn down. Well,
what's the spaghetti-soaked rag?
Because they wanted to make it look like he was cooking spaghetti, left the rag on the stove, and that's how the house was going to burn down. That was their plan. Let's hear from the man, the common lover of both of these lovers, a man who dodged this arson attack.
They was trying to make it look like that I'd left the stove on, but who gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning and fixes spaghetti? It started out
spaghetti
was a relationship that lasted about a week. Let him use my car for 4 months. Maybe he's angry about that, or maybe he's angry because I gave him $150 to fix his teeth.
I looked at the mugshots, and I'm not sure he used that $150 for his teeth.
Oh,
just guessing. But no one gets up at 2 o'clock in the morning to make pischetti, Mike.
He's a jaded lover.
He is.
Pischetti is a child's way of saying that.
Yes. He has a childlike wonderment in his eyes.
He said, I let him use the lot. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
He used his car. He used his car. And I think, he had the other guy's teeth fixed.
Yeah.
But thank God no one was hurt.
Spaghetti sauce all over it. You can't use it as a family cloth, which I remembered from Friday's or Thursday's.
I thought we were going to get through the whole show without mentioning the family cloth.
The family cloth. Yeah. Yes.
Saturday Night Live this week, Bill Hader, who was a good slot performer for a long time, did a lot of funny stuff. He was the host, and I was very pleased that he brought back Stefan, the guy that tells you what to do on a Weekend Update, and he had some St. Patrick's ideas, and I like this, not only because it's funny, but because it's always great when Stefan breaks up. I don't think he does it on purpose.
If you're Irish or just white and violent... the St. Patty's place for you. New York's hottest Irish club is Off to Church, Mother! Located in the clogged heart of the Bronx at the corner of 3000th Street and Gary Marshall Memorial Drive. This gang-ridden skateboard park was the ceremony spot for Vern Troyer's 2004 wedding. This place has everything. Peeps, TED Talks, Roman J. Israel Esquire. And be sure to hit the dance floor and do a jig with Ireland's hottest Farrakhan.
Wait, Louis Farrakhan is at this club?
No, Farrakhan's leprechauns that look like Farrah Fawcett. Also, yes, Minister Farrakhan will be there.
So I was glad to see Stefan return to the news desk. Now, a less successful appearance was last week on the Today Show, in which Burt Reynolds is plugging his new movie.
Oh, Burt.
And Burt. I mean, you know, we remember on the bonus show about a year back, we took Burt's audiobook and sped it up.
Yeah.
And when you speed up Burt's voice, he sounds like old Burt.
Younger Burt.
Younger Burt. Well, here's Burt coming out and implying that he had sex with Hoda Kotb. And then I don't know what he's saying about her lips.
Burt Reynolds, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, great since you left me. It was about an hour ago, wasn't it?
It was probably about that.
How'd you got home all right? I am so proud of you for not having your lips larger.
Okay. All right, Bert.
I don't know.
Thank you. The movie. Oh, thank you.
And let's just one more taste of Bert, because I'm worried. They asked him about.
Well, he's old and he's addled.
Yeah, and he's not answering straight. He should probably just try to keep it straight. When they asked him about the love of his life and he answered Sally Field, that's a fine answer.
Right.
But the way he phrased it.
Who would you consider the love of your life?
You're naughty. You really are. I mean, I'm dead in the water, no matter what I say. Well, she was 7 when I fell in love with her. She stayed 7 for about 11 years. I would say Sally.
Sally Field?
No, Sally Woofer Gooch. Yes, Sally Field.
God, Bert.
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 Stop
it. Did he mean 17?
No, I think he... I thought long and hard about this.
She had a... I think what he's probably trying to say to interpret these blowhards.
Right.
But she had a childlike innocence.
That's what I think he's going with. Yeah.
Got it.
God, stop it. But when literally, I mean, your blood is 50% Percocet, you're not able
well,
to
Well, he's
really,
got chronic back problems, I heard.
Yeah, and you're 1,000 years old. It's just not going to work. You know, so don't go on television.
No.
Sorry. Somebody tell, but nobody will tell him.
Let's
nobody
limit his activity to what he does best, signing Trans Ams before they sell.
That's
does that a lot.
The best thing.
I want to get this in because I found this fascinating. They found the speech that JFK was going to give later on the day he was assassinated.
Oh, wow.
And they sampled thousands of hours of him speaking and were able to computer generate his voice delivering a piece of the speech he was going to give had he not been assassinated.
Wow.
I thought this was really cool.
In a world of complex and continuing problems, in a world full of frustrations and irritations, America's leadership must be guided by the lights of learning and reason.
Pretty cool they can make that happen like that.
Scary as well.
Yeah. So anyway, right. They have scary, the entire scary. Speech you can find it online. And let's close with this. Thanks to listener Mike Pollock, a very creative young man. This will be a wonderful recap of your son's picks. It's done in a very creative way. See if you can figure out what he's doing before he does it.
A light bulb crashed on my head once. Virginia, Kansas, Kentucky, Buffalo, Wright State, Texas, Georgia State, North Carolina, Florida State, South Dakota State, Gonzaga, Michigan, San Diego State, Providence, Lexington, I don't know, basketball, that's a funny one, Murray State, Florida, FF Austin, Penn, NC State, Charleston, Arizona State, Bucknell, Duke, you butler. Have a great day and don't forget about this ever again. Thank you. Chicago. As
I was I'm a DJ and I knew he was doing that.
It was great.
I was
so
it.
Worth That's it. Awesome. Thank you, Mike.
His own little show.
That's Mike Pollock who did that. Wonderful job. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit Every Time for Gun Safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.